this is the last part of Jesus' speech to his disciples. And what I would recommend is that the lectionary breaks these up. And I'd recommend that you tell the whole discourse of chapter 10 each week during this series. And then in the sermon, address different parts of it and different dimensions of the of this. But rather than splitting it up, and especially this one is so short, it's very difficult to generate much relationship or engagement at all. So I would suggest that you tell the whole discourse in chapter 10 and then address different dimensions of it in the sermon. That gives you an opportunity with enough length to establish Jesus as a person in, you know, speaking to his disciples, and for the audience to have an opportunity to live into it and to start to think along with what's going on here and to begin to think about their own discipleship. The verbal thread that links all of this is welcome. So it's all about who is welcomed and who welcomes who and so on. So to emphasize that word is a good idea. The sequence of this, just so you know, if you memorize the sequence, then the rest of the falls in place because the verbal threads are so consistent in the first two parts. So whoever welcomes one, and then whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet, and the righteous person, the name of a righteous person will receive, and so on. So all you have to do is get it clear in mind what the structure of the welcomes is. So it's you and me, it's the prophet, it's the righteous one, it's the one who gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones. So these are about the anticipation of and the promise to those who would potentially welcome the disciples in their itinerant ministry. What Jesus is doing is he's sending these people out as wandering itinerant charismatics and like philosophers. There were Cynic and other philosophers who wandered around in the ancient world and lived off the land. Well, that's what these disciples are going to do. They're going to go out with nothing and live off what people will give them. And so they are wholly dependent on what people will give them in exchange for the teaching and preaching, the healing ministries that that they will give to the people of the villages and towns where they are going. So this is all about the very practical things of how are you going to survive and what are the rewards for those who will give you things. And it's basically a promise of rewards in the kingdom of heaven. That's what is engaged by this business of whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet. The prophet who is coming may be unknown, but if they're connected with a prophet, in this case Jesus, so they would welcome a prophet in the name of the prophet Jesus, they would welcome someone who is righteous in the name of a righteous person, namely Jesus, then they will get that reward. That's the logic of this. And this logic is in turn related to the dynamics of hospitality in the ancient world. If you want a story to tell along with this speech, I would suggest that you tell the story of Abraham welcoming the three angels when they came to announce to Sarah that she would have a son. That is a classic story of hospitality and of welcoming then these unknown visitors because Abraham recognized that they were connected in some way with God. So he welcomed them in the name of God. So the promise of reward is then the promise of the extension of hospitality that becomes a part of the life of the community. It becomes part of the life of the world. And the energy around the extension of hospitality is the formation of new relationships across the boundaries that are developed by families, by clans, by tribes, by ethnic groups. And so what this dynamic of hospitality does is to broaden that. And it was one of the primary virtues in the ancient Near East and in poor communities around the world now. You can be treated like royalty in communities of poor people who have very little, but who will give whatever they have to make you comfortable. That's the spirit of this. And so when you tell this, you know, communicate that spirit of hospitality and of a gracious and, overflowing welcome to people who would be the guests. And that's the possibility, that's the promise for disciples who go out into the world with not much. So, tell the story.